This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. Insect pest activity in Kansas continues to pick up. K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd has an update this week on bagworms, the Japanese beetle, the harlequin bug, the ash gray blister beetle, and lace bugs. Raymond, you were mentioning to me the fact that bagworms are present, but maybe not as prevalent as they have been.
That's absolutely correct, Jeff. I mean, the calls and the emails I've gotten in previous years are much less so this year. I've actually walked around campus and other areas, and I have difficulty even finding bagworms. Now, that doesn't mean we shouldn't be complacent. If you do see bagworms, we've already mentioned applications of BTK, which is a bacteria that only kills caterpillars, and also the other one is spinosad, sold as Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew. Now, those products will only work if the bags are about a quarter inch less. If you start seeing larger bags, half inch, then you're going to have to use some of the more potent toxic materials that are harmful to beneficial insects and pollinators. And of course, if there's not very many, you can just simply hand remove them, place them in the soapy water for about 15 minutes, and then put them out in a hot area and they'll die. All this information is in our extension publication on bagworms that you can access online, or you can contact your county extension office and obtain more information about bagworms.
Japanese beetle, though, still present.
Japanese beetles are coming out. Their numbers are less so depending on where you're at. But yeah, we see them feeding on roses and linden trees and some of their favorite plants. And of course, you know, the only way to deal with Japanese beetle is either hand-picking them or spraying with a common insecticide. And again, most of these insecticides that are out there are broad spectrum and will kill pretty much everything, the beneficial insects, the pollinators, and other insects that are in the area. Carbaryl, which used to be in the formulations of 7, is being phased out. So when you buy the product called 7, brand name, it's got pyrethroids in it, gamma cyhalothrin, lambda cyhalothrin, bifenthrin. Those will kill Japanese beetles, but again, they're also going to kill the beneficial insects too. And you have to be very careful about spraying for Japanese beetles too frequently, because if you do, then you could stimulate an outbreak of 2-spotted spider mites.
You also wanted to talk about the harlequin bug, something I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, the harlequin bug is basically a vegetable pest. It's a very brightly orange, black, white, beautiful looking insect, the adult and the nymph. They primarily feed on kohlrabi, horseradish, and brassicas. And we've seen some substantial damage on brassicas in some of the community gardens and other areas that are out there. They will also feed on some ornamentals like cleome. We've seen them feed on those. But this seems to be a banner year for harlequin bugs. So you can spray them. You can hand remove them, both the adults and the nymphs, from the plants. But this has been, I was out visiting a producer, and I have to admit that it was the worst infestation I've ever seen in a long time of harlequin bugs, feeding on the brassicas and at the point that they're basically going to be unmarketable. And we have an extension publication on the harlequin bug that talks about the damage, the biology, and the management strategies that can be implemented to minimize the damage caused by the adults and the nymphs.
Blister beetles, especially the ash gray beetle?
Yes, this has been an interesting year for blister beetles, particularly the ash gray, and we've seen the three-lined blister beetle, but the ash gray is the one that feeds on tomatoes and eggplant, and we've seen substantial damage on plants. They'll also feed some ornamental plants at the same time. So they emit a material called cantharidin, and it can burn you. So if you're dealing with blister beetles, wear gloves, maybe wear goggles. You can hand pick them off plants. That can be very effective. Put them in soapy water, and that'll kill them. You can spray them, but you're going to have to spray frequently, probably once a week, to minimize the damage they cause to plants, especially at the numbers we're seeing, or the abundant numbers we're seeing this year.
And lace bugs?
Lace bugs are out there. They're feeding on oaks. They're really not a concern. Green lacewing larva will eat them. You'll typically see the white egg on a stalk. They'll be a feed on aster. We've seen some asters that are exhibiting damage, and that may be time to do some spray applications. But on oak trees and large sycamores, we don't recommend sprays. I mean, the trees will be all fine, and there are beneficial insects that will probably be feeding on the larva and the adult stages of the lace bugs.
I think we mentioned this last time, but one more reminder that the publication on mosquitoes in Kansas is out.
That is true, Jeff. In June, we finished it, and it's available from your extension office and from the bookstore.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with an update on summer insect pest activity. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.